When our water heater broke down last month, it was a nightmare. It took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. By the time it was all said and done, I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. And they will break, and at the worst possible time. Call American Residential Warranty right now for free information on home warranties starting at just pennies a day. Don't wait for your refrigerator to stop running or your ceiling fans to stop turning. Call American Residential Warranty right now. Ask how you can save up to 50% on washer and dryer coverage. Just call 1-800-686-3910. That's 1-800-686-3910. Again, 1-800-686-3910. Call now.
Another 125 of our emails contain classified information. I just like, am I a bad person that I just don't care about this scandal? It doesn't seem like there's anything here. I mean, we've talked about it. Is she probably doing something wrong? Yeah, probably. Is it enough to bring her down? I don't think so. I mean, day after day, we get another 785 emails. And some of them are classified. And nobody cares.
The FBI has their best people on it.
Uh-huh. And they're investigating. They continue. And the Democrats are even acting scared on this one. And I'm not even getting it. We had Benghazi, which was a huge deal. That was a huge deal, this email thing. You know, they're emailing things back and forth to her, and some of them are personal and some of them state business. And I don't know. I don't care.
We have to remember, too, is we're, because I'm with you on this completely.
Are you?
You're
not getting the scandal part of this, this is not a sexy scandal to me.
And it's
a bunch of email.
Right, and what we have to remember is, I mean, did she do something wrong process-wise? I think the answer to that is yes. But
probably.
Is that a scandal? Does it show her lack of judgment?
Yeah.
Probably. But it's not a scandal. Beyond, you know, and I think that there are things like, what, did she send classified emails? Well, let's just say she did, okay, which it does seem like she did. She's denying it.
Well, she says they're not classified.
At the time.
At the time,
right.
Which it looks like. She's right.
Right.
I mean, I've never seen anybody dispute that.
But, like, what is the outcome of that? Let's just say, for example, she used her private email server to send classified emails to people she worked with. Mm-hmm. Essentially, sending emails that were that should have been on public servers. That, in and of itself, is not a giant scandal. It is a problem. It's dumb because, you know, other foreign governments could hack into the server. There are a lot of reasons why you don't do it, but it winds up, I think, translating to most people as, well, she should have followed those procedures and she didn't, but we don't have any evidence that any of these people got any classified information from the servers, and we don't have any information that she did anything wrong necessarily. It's just that she didn't follow procedures. We have to remember here, of course, is that she's taken incredible steps to hide something.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing
these emails.
Show
me what it is, then. I want to see what it is.
But that's the thing.
I'm tired of the day after day nonsense.
She wiped all the emails that she didn't want people to see and then sent everybody all the rest. So there's not going to be anything in these emails.
Right. That's true. That's probably true.
And so that's what's, I think, the issue is that she acted evasively to hide something.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is a logical conclusion to come to. However, we don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Now, investigations go like this all the time. People said the same thing, I'm sure, during Watergate. Well, we don't. What we keep saying and hearing these accusations, but we don't have any ties to Richard Nixon.
Believe me, I was tired of hearing about that, too.
Sure. So, I mean, that's understandable.
But
as of right now, the idea that, you know, well, she may have had classified emails on a private server, it might be a bad thing, but it's not like a malicious thing. It's like a sloppy thing, and that's different. I mean, it doesn't speak well of her.
There's so many worse things
that she has done,
and you know it. I mean, look at the list of 49 people she and her husband have killed. Look at the list of the murders that they've been responsible for.
That's not true.
Is it 48 or is it 49?
It's zero.
It might even be 50.
I think it's up to 50 now.
Is it up to 50 now?
There was a big story about some guy being found in a bag this week.
Really?
You know, some spy.
Linked to the Clintons?
I think so.
Dang it.
You think so? That's
I mean, that's a much bigger scandal to me, and we never talk about it.
Can I run one other additional theory on why we don't seem to care? Is it possible we don't seem to care because currently the alternative here is someone who I think is as bad or worse? Right now, the alternative is Donald Trump running for the Republicans, and I have no excitement over that at all. Yeah. So even if she does fall and fail, like it's like, eh. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, maybe what do you get, Bernie Sanders or Donald Trump? You get Joe Biden or Donald Trump? I mean, until that situation changes, I find it very difficult to get really worked up about the election because right now it's lose or lose. Mm-hmm. And, it's not that sexy a choice.
When our water heater broke down last month, it was a nightmare. It took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. And then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. By the time it was all said and done, I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. And they will break. And at the worst possible time, call American Residential Warranty right now for free information on home warranties starting at just pennies a day. Don't wait for your refrigerator to stop running or your ceiling fans to stop turning. Call American Residential Warranty right now. Ask how you can save up to 50% on washer and dryer coverage. Just call 1-800-686-3910. That's 1-800-686-3910. Again, 1-800-686-3910. Call now.